This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Joining me right now, we talked a lot of NBA tonight, so it's good to get somebody on who covers the NBA for a living. We are in the midst of what's been an interesting offseason, albeit an offseason where 29 teams are all chasing one team. And to get thoughts on the offseason and if there's any moves still left in the tank for these 29 teams to try to catch that one team, joining me right now is a writer who covers the NBA for Pro Basketball Talk. That, of course, is part of the NBCSports.com family of websites. He is at Dan Feldman, NBA, on Twitter. Dan Feldman joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Dan, appreciate you making time on a Sunday evening. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So we've seen some big names move around, and we'll get into some of those deals in a little more detail in just a second. But in the grand scheme of things, we know there's 29 teams that are all chasing one team. Is it just been a bunch of shuffling that's gone on and we're still sitting here with the same gap? Or are there any teams that you feel like have closed the gap or are positioned to further close the gap here as we go along with the offseason?
I think the Rockets fit both of those bills. To add Chris Paul is obviously a huge talent upgrade. I'm not sure how it'll fit with James Harden, but it's at least putting them on the track where they could do something, and they have some assets. They have some things they could move around. Obviously, Carmelo Anthony is the big name that gets associated with them. They could do that. They could do some other things and get closer. I don't think there's any way any team is going to become favored against the Warriors, but they can close the gap a little bit.
Yeah, let's stick with the Rockets there, because we've talked about that one quite a bit tonight with James Harden signing his contract extension, the Paul trade last week. I'm not as concerned for the Rockets' sake of the mix of Paul and Harden playing together. The addition of Carmelo Anthony into the mix is interesting to me. How do you see Carmelo as a fit with Harden and Chris Paul?
Carmelo in the Olympics has played a style of basketball that'd be a really nice fit. He can blend in with star teammates, and that's when he's been at his best. He's never really played that way in the NBA, and so the question is it because he doesn't want to, because he wants to have that big leading starring role, or because he's never played with teammates as good as James Harden, Chris Paul, and maybe he'd come around? It's an open question. I don't have the answer, but if I'm the Rockets, I wouldn't mind experimenting to find out. That's how you increase your upside without getting a little better. I'm not sure the upside is really there to have much of a chance against the Warriors. Maybe it's a tiny one.
Yeah, it's intriguing. The Rockets have had their eye on Carmelo Anthony for a few years now, so it would be interesting to see that finally come to fruition. The San Antonio Spurs, I think, probably a little less active than people anticipated them being. What do you think of the offseason that the Spurs had? Obviously, that was the Warriors' opponent in the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, when they had their sights, it seemed at least set on Chris Paul. I was very intrigued. I thought a Chris Paul, Kawhi Leonard, Greg Popovich partnership could have been very cool. A lot of just very smart, very talented basketball people all working together. Without that, I mean, it's fine. I guess the hope is, look, at in game one against the Warriors, they built a 20-point lead when Kawhi Leonard was healthy. He got hurt. The series is never the same. Maybe Pop has something figured out that'll work against the Warriors if Kawhi's healthy. I'm not convinced of that, but in a league where nobody really has a great shot against the Warriors, banking on that is not the worst thing in the world.
Are you buying into the rumors were out there as the offseason, free agency was getting ready to get started, that they were shopping LaMarcus Aldridge. Would you shop LaMarcus Aldridge if you were R.C. Buford and Greg Popovich right now?
Sure, but I'm pretty aggressive with that. I mean, it all depends on what you can get in return. If you can get somebody who helps you more near short term and you can evaluate it based on the return, sure, he's not some untouchable piece.
Dan Feldman covers the NBA for ProBasketballTalk.com, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Gordon Hayward leaving the Jazz, one of the few stars who left the West to go to the East. It's the West is just ridiculous. We'll circle back to that in a second. The Celtics sign Hayward, but in the process they have to renounce Olynyk. They trade Avery Bradley. Amir Johnson leaves. I think if you traded Amir Johnson, Kelly Olynyk, and Avery Bradley for Gordon Hayward in the regular season, everybody would be going, wow, the Celtics just fleeced the Utah Jazz. And they're probably a better team right now. How much better are they with the makeup, with the change in their makeup this offseason?
Well, I think they're headed toward being better. I think there could be some chemistry issues as they sort out the new pieces and everybody gets comfortable together. You know, I expect them to be sort of similar to where they were last year in the regular season. I think they overachieved in the regular season last year. And you saw that how the first couple playoff rounds went. But by the end of the year, once they really figure out how to play, how to work this, I think they could be very good. Maybe not necessarily on Cleveland's level, although a lot of that will have to do with how LeBron declines. Does he decline like a normal human being does in his 30s? And obviously it's going to be from a higher peak, so he'll still be very good. Or is he just going to maintain this in a just a superhuman way, in a way that really Michael Jordan is one of the few players ever to do it. But when you're talking about LeBron, that's the point of comparison, maybe more than an average player.
Yeah, Dan, you bring up LeBron, and I think it brings up an interesting question that goes beyond just this year. We know that things in Cleveland right now are not, it's not great. You know, they let David Griffin leave, and LeBron, he had the rubber stamp from LeBron that he really liked him. I'm curious, if LeBron does indeed open himself up to free agency next year, how many teams can reasonably expect to get a conversation with LeBron about being part of their team in 2018?
I mean, that's a good question. If you look in the last time he was really an open market free agent when he went back to Cleveland, only a couple teams got that conversation with LeBron. And I'm not sure it was anybody beyond, if my memory serves, beyond Cleveland and Miami. Now, his agent spoke to dozens of teams, and maybe half of that on a more serious level, because that's how they did the process, that they had his agent weed him out. So it could be something similar, where LeBron might have his eye on a franchise or two or three or whatever, and meets with them, but his agent might filter through and see if there's somebody else who can crack that list.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking both L.A. teams just because it's L.A. and probably Houston because Chris Paul is there. You know, Chris Paul theoretically would be there. And then it's probably not a much, you know, maybe San Antonio, but I don't know. You know, it's not a, I would guess, probably not a very long list. It'll be very interesting to see. Dan Feldman joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Dan, of the teams that were fringe playoff teams or non-playoff teams last year, there's a lot of them that have made moves that have made them intriguing all of a sudden. Which non-playoff teams from last year intrigue you the most after the shuffling around of free agency?
To me, it's the Nuggets, and you can put the Nuggets and Timberwolves right up there. The reason I wouldn't say the Timberwolves, and I love the move they made to add Jimmy Butler, is that they have this young talent that was clearly growing together, clearly headed in this direction. This just accelerates it. We have a better idea what they're going to be. The Nuggets, they were a little more up and down. They're a little less easy to predict. They lose Danilo Gallinari, but they add Paul Millsap, who I think is just a brilliant fit next to Nikola Jokic. Jokic is one of the most underrated players in the league. This is a phenomenal offensive young center. He can pass, he can shoot. It's just a tricky fit with him because he doesn't really protect the rim, and most teams don't run their offense through their centers like that. But Millsap is one of the few players who can just be a really nice fit with him on both ends.
Yeah, it's that's an intriguing one. It's some of these numbers are crazy though. Like I like Paul Millsap, but then I see the tweet. He gets 3 years, $90 million. It's
you got to remember though, team option on that last year, huge difference.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair. I just think your thoughts along those lines. Your thoughts on the James Harden extension?
The Rockets have really created this identity that they are James Harden's team and everything that comes with it. And to do that, you have to treat him like this true franchise player. You see Daryl Morey sticking up for him in interviews on social media at every turn. They really advocated for him to be MVP last year, 2 years ago. Like, they are all in on James Harden, so they have to treat him like this. But some of the rewards are, one, you get this awesome production. James Harden's one of the best players in the league. And two, players know you come to Houston, you're going to play with James Harden. Other players like James Harden. They get along well with him. That's why you have Chris Paul. So there's a lot of benefits to paying James Harden this way, even if it's a eye-popping amount of money.
How do you think things play out in Oklahoma City, both this season? How do you think Russ and Paul George mix together? And then, obviously, they're both in contract. Until Russ signs that extension, these guys are both guys who are in contract years and are both from L.A. So there's going to be a lot of speculation out there. Just your overall thoughts on the situation in OKC right now.
Well, I love their offseason. Patrick Patterson was a great value. Mm-hmm. They picked up Raymond Felton where they needed another backup point guard. I'm not the biggest fan for what they had available. Great. And then the Paul George trade was just phenomenal. Even if Paul George leaves in 1 year, the trade was still worth it. That's how big of a fleecing it was against the Pacers. And so Paul George will help them be more exciting, be better this year. Will he stay? I doubt it. I mean, he sent out every indicator he could that he's going to the Lakers. And I don't think going to a small market team like Oklahoma City is going to change it. Russell Westbrook, that's a big question. He took that contract extension last summer, pledged his loyalty to Oklahoma City in every way, but that was also his most direct path to making the most money. A contract extension this summer would pay him the same amount he could get in free agency by re-signing. So to me, I would advise him, hey, take a year, don't sign it, see where things stand, see what you want to do, don't lock yourself in. He might feel otherwise. He might actually feel this loyalty that he touted. And maybe he does. I'm not saying he doesn't. But last year was also about the money. This year, if he signs that contract extension, then you know it's truly about the loyalty.
The Russell Westbrook media sessions where he gets asked about his contract are going to be must-view type of stuff, right?
Well, I think we're going to get it out of the way before he's doing too much serious media. Either he's going to be signing it before the season or he's going to go into the summer.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Good point. All right, Dan Feldman, at Dan Feldman NBA on Twitter, and you can catch all his work on probasketballtalk.nbcsports.com. Dan, appreciate you making time. Thanks. We'll do it again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.